Turn to Proverbs chapter 2, if you would like. We're going to read that in just a moment. The question is, have you ever considered the value of the knowledge of God's Word, or the value of truth? And I think this is something that we should think about and evaluate in our own treatment of God's Word, treatment of the gospel, treatment of the truth. Is it something that we place a high value on? When we compare it with other things in our lives, what is the value that we place on knowledge of God's Word compared to the value that we place on other things that we have in this life? The Bible tells us that wisdom is very valuable. And, of course, knowledge of God's Word is where we gain true wisdom. And it tells us about this in Proverbs chapter 2. So we're going to go ahead and read that. There's a lot of other verses that talk about the value of knowledge, the value of wisdom. But let's go ahead and look at Proverbs chapter 2. It says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thy heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, direct discretion shall preserve thee and understanding shall keep thee. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. To deliver thee from the strange women, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of righteousness. For the upright shall dwell in the land and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it." So particularly the first part of this chapter shows the value of understanding, the value of wisdom, the value of truth, the value of righteousness. And notice what it says, if thou seekest her as treasure, as silver, and searchest for her as hid treasures, then you'll understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And I think this is such an important statement for us to think about, because what it's really telling us is if you would just pursue righteousness, if you would just pursue knowledge of God's Word, the way you seek after material things, the way you seek after silver and gold, the way you seek after hidden treasures, if you would pursue this with that same fervor, imagine what you would obtain. Considering, you know, concerning wisdom of God's Word, knowledge of God's Word. And, you know, Christians were known as walking Bibles. And, you know, it was because they committed themselves to a knowledge of God's Word. And I think we've lost a lot of that over the years. And one of the reasons that we've lost it is because we pursue after so many different things. What if we pursued the truth? What if we pursued the knowledge of God's Word with the same fervor that we pursue those things? So what's the bottom line there? It's a question of value. What value do you put on the gospel? What value do you put on the knowledge of God's word? Proverbs 23 and verse 23 says, "Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding." We need to buy the truth and sell it not because it's valuable. We need to seek it as we seek material things. And if we seek it with the same fervor, if we make that our effort, then we'll be successful in it. The story's told, and there's many stories like this, but about a young lady, there was an evangelist that came into her country, and she was from one of the far out villages. And she came to hear this evangelist because she had heard that he was teaching the truth. And so she took a train and came to sit at the feet of this evangelist and to hear the gospel. She didn't know how she would return. And as she sat there through most of the day, the train back to her village was fixing to leave the station, and she ran to catch the train, then realized she didn't have any money to catch the train. You see, her importance had been on getting there to hear the truth. She didn't even think about how do I get back. She put a value on being there. She put a value on hearing the truth. Now, let's think about ourselves and what would we do in that situation. We had traveled, we had missed the train, and we're sitting here with no money, no way to get back home. You know, we'd probably panic, wouldn't we? What did she do? She went back and she sat down there and considered continued studying with this evangelist until the morning. Not worrying about how am I going to get back home. Not worrying about I don't have any money for the train. What was it? What was the difference? She saw the value in the truth. She saw the value in the message that she was receiving. And that was more important to her than getting back home. And I know I've talked to Gail a lot, and he's told me some stories like this where people came and, you know, they would just continue. They didn't want to stop. They didn't want to stop talking about the gospel. And they would stay there with a full calendar the next day, but they would stay there as long as people were asking questions and showing interest in the truth. And the people were showing the interest in the truth. And not only did it make it rough on them, but these people that had hard, laboring jobs during the day, they would stay there all night and listen to the gospel and then go straight to work without sleeping. Why? Because they placed a value on the gospel. They placed a high value on hearing the truth. They understood that this evangelist was going to go back home and that the opportunity was now. And they wanted to seize that opportunity. They realized the value of it, and they wanted to take advantage of it. They stayed up all night in a Bible study, listening to the truth. Do we value the truth that way? Will we stay up all night listening to the Bible study, or will we gripe when the preacher goes over 5 or 10 minutes? What's our attitude towards the truth? What's our value of the truth? Is it more important to us to get home and watch the TV show than it is to study God's word? And I think it's a sobering thought, but it's one we need to consider. We're so inundated with materialism in our lives here that we've lost perspective. And even in this country, as I said, a generation ago, seems like Christians just put that great value on the truth, and they committed verses to memory, chapters to memory, books of the Bible to memory. And some of the things that people have to go through in pursuit of the truth in these other places, and I've read a lot about them online, but I've talked to Gail a lot about his work in India and his work in Africa. And the things that people have to go through in a pursuit of the truth is just beyond our imagination. You know, we can print a bulletin every week. You know, we can type it out on our computer, print it out, come over here to the copier, make copies of it. Not so in these places. You know, they have to go somewhere far away because there's only one copier, one computer, one printer in the whole village. And maybe you have to rent it. And maybe it's hard to get the money to rent. But every little thing is hard. And we have it so easy And I think it cheapens the value of those things to us. And we don't appreciate the value of the truth the way other people do. They make great sacrifices to do things, to work for the Lord. We're so used to convenience. And everything's drive-through, everything's quick, everything's fast, everything's microwavable, you know. And it causes us to not want to be put out by things, not want to have to exert a lot of effort to things. And I think that's bled over into our service to the Lord. We don't put the value on it. We put the value on our personal time or on our time to pursue the other things. What if we pursued the work of the Lord with the same fervor that we pursue those other things, whether it be material things, hobbies, whatever the case may be? And I have no doubt that there are many stories that would make the story of that young lady seem tame. I know people have gone through so much to hear the gospel, so much to pursue the truth. And it's so refreshing to hear when that happens, to know of people that would just give anything to sit there and hear a gospel sermon. And then we have trouble getting people to attend every service. You know, it's just amazing how cheap we've made the truth, how cheap we've made our service to God. And as always, I speak to myself before anything else, you know, but can I truly say that, you know, I would give anything, I would just give anything to go hear a gospel sermon? You know, would you say that? Can you honestly tell yourself, I'd give anything, anything I have to go hear a gospel sermon? There are people in the world that are faced with that decision and they say, yes, yes, I'll go hear the gospel sermon. They have placed the proper value on the truth. They've placed the proper value on the gospel. What would you do for truth? What would you do for wisdom? What would you do for understanding? What would you be willing to give up? Say you didn't have a knowledge of the truth. What do you think you would give up to obtain it, considering our culture, considering the way things are now? Sadly, most of the time, it's, well, if it's real convenient, I might go check it out. But who's willing to make the sacrifice? And why would we wonder at that when you look at Christians that are not willing to make that kind of sacrifice, that are not willing to stand up and say, this is the most important thing in the world to me. There's nothing more important than my study of God's Word. Would you take the time out of your busy schedule to go hear a gospel sermon? Or would you value your time more? You know, we're so sidetracked in our lives that we need to step back. We need to reflect on it and to try to get our priorities in line and understand the value of truth. Because the bottom line is, those who want truth, who want knowledge, who want understanding more than anything else in the world, they'll find it. And you can say it not only about that, but almost anything, especially in our country. If you want something bad enough, you can generally obtain it. If you don't care what lengths you have to go through, who you have to hurt or anything to achieve financial gain, to achieve prosperity, to achieve a lot of material things in this life, you can most likely have it if you just make that your sole focus. If you make that your focus, you can have a knowledge of God's Word. I know I've been guilty of saying, you know, Bowen has this great memory of the Old Testament, you know, and I've often said, man, I just wish I had that knowledge of the Old Testament. You know, wishing's not going to get it, but I know what would get it if I would pursue that knowledge of the Old Testament more than anything else in my life. Do you think I could have it? I could have it. So could every one of you. But wishing you had, it's not going to get you there. It's going to take the work. It's going to take the sacrifice. It's going to take making that your priority. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. If you make that your focus, if you make that your determination, you will have it. And hopefully, you know, just thinking about these things, we can put a higher value on the truth, on the knowledge of God's word, and commit ourselves to giving up a little of something else in favor of pursuing the knowledge of God's word. Because the more we study, the more we learn. And the more we learn, the greater our capacity to learn comes. And that's regardless of what you're pursuing. But we wonder how people get that great knowledge and can just build up on it. It's because the more you learn, the more your capacity to learn grows, and you can continue to do that. But we have to put the value on it, and we have to put forth the effort that it takes to do it. Truth, we talk about a lot of things being invaluable. You know, we talk about a lot of things. You can't put a price tag on that. Well, the truth really is that way. A lot of the things we say that about, it's not really true. But with the truth, it is true. With the gospel, with the knowledge of God's word, you can't put a price tag on that. Let's not take it for granted, and let's make that a focus and put forth our efforts to improve in our knowledge and wisdom and understanding of God's word. Thank you. I guess since I'm already set up here, I'll just stay up here for the Bible study this time. Does anyone need a copy of the outline? Just raise your hand. Okay. Let's go ahead. We're almost.